Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Friday, 5th June, and the corresponding Islamic date is 13th Shawwal 1441. Continuing with our series on the great companions, this week we'll be learning about a female companion by the name of Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. She was born 42 years after our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she passed away 47 years after the demise of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha radiallahu anha was a daughter of the loyal and very true companion of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Her mother's name was Umme Ruman. She was among those fortunate companions to have been born when both her parents had already accepted Islam. She was known for her generosity, intelligence, and knowledge. She attained two titles. The first title was Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers. And the second was Siddiqa, the truthful one. She was honored with the privilege of marrying our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who married her 3 years after the demise of his first wife Khadija radiallahu anha. Due to her intelligence and this opportunity of marrying our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she gained a lot of knowledge and she contributed a large number of hadith to the ummah, and she is amongst the mukthirin hadith, meaning those companions who narrated the most ahadith and sayings of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the ummah. The total number of ahadith she narrated was 2,210. She had utmost love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from many incidents we learn that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also loved her a lot. During the final days of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, the other wives of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted him permission, and he was able to stay in the house of Aisha radiallahu anha, and he passed away while resting his head on her lap. After the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Aisha radiallahu anha remained in Medina. She was still in her young age, maybe the age of 19 or 20. But due to her knowledge and understanding of deen and the company of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that she had, the senior sahaba would consult with her when they encountered any difficulty when understanding deen. She also became the teacher of hundreds of companions and tabi'een who would come to her to learn deen. Aisha radiallahu anha passed away during the month of Ramadan in Madinatul Munawwara, and she was 67 years old at the time. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu performed her janazah salah, and she was buried in Jannatul Baqi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her acceptance and reward her on behalf of this whole ummah for all of her efforts for deen. Inshallah, we'll continue with this series of the great companions next week. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.